BBC News with David Austin. The Libyan man convicted in Scotland of blowing up an American airliner over Lockerbie more than 20 years ago has arrived in Tripoli following his release from a Scottish prison. Abdel Basset al-Megrahi was greeted on the tarmac of the military airport by his family amid heavy security. He was then taken to meet the Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi. The Scottish government said Mr. Megrahi, who has terminal cancer, was released on compassionate grounds. Christian Fraser reports from Tripoli.
On home soil, the free man, Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, touching down in Tripoli this evening on the private jet owned by the Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. This was the first time he'd set foot in Libya in almost 10 years, and he returns to a very different country to the one he left. In the city centre, his arrival marked the start of a celebration. Maybe not in his name, but for the National Youth Movement, who were on the streets in force, his freedom marks the beginning of Libya's new dawn.
Many of the 270 people who died in the Lockerbie bombing in 1988 were Americans, and President Obama has described the release of Mr. Megrahi as a mistake. Millions of Afghans have voted in the country's presidential election, despite threats by Taliban militants to disrupt the poll. The authorities and Western forces had mounted a huge security operation. It was particularly tight in Kabul, where there were minor attacks. Turnout was brisk at some polling stations. Despite sporadic violence in several parts of the country, President Hamid Karzai praised people for casting their vote. In a BBC interview, his main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, accused Mr. Karzai's supporters of committing serious voting irregularities. The head of the Polish army, General Waldemar Szybczak, has resigned after publicly criticizing the equipment available to Polish soldiers in Afghanistan. General Szybczak said he stood by comments he made that the defense ministry was failing to equip the military because they only knew about war from watching films. The Polish prime minister said there was no doubt that the army did need new equipment. German prosecutors are investigating the former chief executive of the sports car manufacturer Porsche over allegations of market manipulation and insider trading. Porsche had attempted to acquire Volkswagen, its much larger German rival. In the course of the takeover battle, Volkswagen's shares soared. Here's our business reporter, Mark Gregory.
Prosecutors launched a probe into claims of market manipulation and insider dealing associated with the aborted takeover some time ago. It's now been confirmed that former chief executive of Porsche, Wendelin Wiedeking, and former chief financial officer, Holger Herter, are being investigated as part of these inquiries. Both men left the company last month. Porsche denies accusations of wrongdoing and says it's cooperating with the authorities.
World News from the BBC. Western diplomats say Iran has allowed inspectors from the nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, into a nearly completed nuclear reactor. The United Nations Security Council believes that Iran could be secretly developing nuclear weapons, though Tehran has always insisted that its nuclear work is purely peaceful. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
Western diplomats say UN inspectors visited the Arak heavy water reactor last week for the first time in a year. In a report on Iran filed in June, the IAEA warned that Iran's refusal to allow its inspectors access to Arak could make it hard for the agency to carry out effective safeguards at the site. The diplomats also said that the IAEA had reached agreement with Iran on ways to improve monitoring at the Natanz uranium enrichment plant.
The Mexican economy has suffered another dramatic fall amid a crisis exacerbated by collapsing demand for its products in the United States. Its economic output fell by more than 10% between April and June, confirming Mexico's position as the worst performer in Latin America. Mexico's large car and auto parts industry has been particularly hard hit. The Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt has broken the world record to secure the gold medal at the 200 metres final at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin. Bolt was way ahead of the field to finish the race in a time of 19.19 seconds. Our sports correspondent Ed Harry was there to watch the race.
He's going for it, Usain Bolt. There's no slacking off this time. He is well away. The battle is for second place. Head goes from side to side. He runs through the line. Oh, my goodness. He's done it again. 19.2 seconds. 19.2. He's just taken one-tenth of a second off of his own world record.
That was Ed Harry reporting. That's the latest BBC News.